So one more breath in, coming into your heart center. And just let yourself draw your consciousness into the center of your body, your heart, your belly. You in the chair in the room. Your feet on the floor. You might want to turn your hands up on your lap, letting your palm chakras open to the energy. And continue breathing into your body. Bring your conscious awareness into the present. And allow yourself to just be in your own little island of your body, softening and relaxing in this moment, preparing yourself to receive. See how that feels, to be ready to receive. And know that the energy coming in, the love coming in, is especially here for you today, in this room, from all of those angels around us, and from the love of the Magnetic Master and our dear friend Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And this is the first public channeling of 2014. It's a 7-year, it's a divine year. And we told you of the attributes that were upon you over a year ago. And we want to sit for a moment, just in review. In a few moments, if you allow it, I would like to address you with what I will call the esoteric state of the year. I would like to talk to old souls on what is going on, what might be next, what are the energies that some of you, not all, will feel. I want to talk to business leaders. I want to give information that may help to know what to expect and where consciousness is going and how success might be generated better. I want to talk to politicians and let them know the same thing in the same area and the same way. I want to talk to dictators, if they're listening. I want to be socially inappropriate and give information that I want them to hear, because some of them actually might. The recalibration that you have just gone through gets you ready now to use pieces and parts of yourself that you haven't really used because you've just recalibrated to them. So you're going to have to learn to walk. But this is a year of support. And some of you may not agree with that, but I will cover that when we get there in just a moment. Later. Right now, I'm going to do something that we have done in the past. I would like you to do some soul searching. You're in a meeting in three dimensions, and sitting in a chair, listening to another man in a chair who has stepped aside, and through the portal of his higher self, he is allowed information from the central core. It's as pure as he can allow it. It's not a takeover. For he made it clear to me years ago that he needed to listen and make sure it was accurate and true and felt good and served his heart, before he would sit in the chair and allow it. And at that time, we told him, there's no problem because nothing that comes from the central source will contradict compassion and love. Nothing. In fact, it might even be good for him, we said. Now here you sit. I want to ask you, how many of you are right now, have your filters up? Maybe it's happening and maybe it's not. Is it too weird? Is it something that doesn't fit into the paradigm of a reality of you going to work and going home and making beds and washing dishes? Or is it okay? And if it does fit, here's the next question. Are you going to compartmentalize it to a meeting like this? Are you going to open your heart and feel the things and learn the things and then go outside in the cold, close your heart, start your car, and wait till the next meeting to do it again? And you know who I'm talking to. Because that is the issue of 2014. I want you to carry that 7 with you everywhere. I want you to see it everywhere. That's divinity. And it belongs with you when you're washing the dishes. And when you're at work with associates, perhaps you don't agree with or they don't like you. Or worse yet, they may not give you the things that you know you deserve. You know, I know who's here. I want you to make this 24/7 because that's who you are. Dear ones, in your DNA there is a template that is pure. Part of it, you know, is not from this planet. And that part has a lineage of more than 1 million years and way past Pleiadian energy. It carries with it Arcturian energy, Orion energy, and beyond. It carries with it your grandfathers, they're the elders of the galaxy, passed to you. And you think that you can turn it on and off in a meeting like this? I want you to start carrying this with you everywhere. I want you to see Earth and your life with different eyes. And you will say, well, what does that mean we have to do, Kryon? Say, what is our actual work? And I will say it yet again. I'm going to say it so you understand it and really can hear it clearly. Your job is to exist within the love of God. And that will allow you to see with the eyes of compassion. When you start seeing others change because you are holding your divinity, not loudly, but gently, but obvious, you'll know you're doing a good job. Watch for this, because people around you who used to simply reject you because they thought you were odd and strange and in the flying saucers or whatever their purview or thought was of metaphysics will start to see something else. Genuine, loving, compassionate action from the way you work, what you say, what you do. There's a fine balance, dear ones, when you turn the other cheek or hold your truth. You will start to learn that balance. And holding the truth of integrity and love will always win. It is not something you are going to push with force to other human beings. It has a power of its own. It is so beautiful. Is it possible to love someone into submission? And the answer is yes. Yes. When they throw things at you and all you do is love them back, pretty soon it's just no fun to throw things anymore. They want to know what you got. because they see it as stronger than what they thought they had. Do you see this? Can you imagine this? And I want to tell you that the complexity and the difficulty of it is immense. The recalibration you have gone through is to get you to this point where you can begin to do this and get support. And what I mean get support, I mean synchronicity around you is going to support what you do in love. The uphill climb is over. Now before I stop here, again I will say this so that you clearly understand. There is no what we will call generics for humanity. All of the things that we have talked about that happen a certain time, a certain year, that's because you have a clock, dear ones. And therefore, you can relate to something in the time box. It helps us because it coordinates with the precession of the equinoxes and the 36-year window that has been prophesied by the ancients. You have passed the middle point and are now building on the last 18 years. These are support years. These are years you're going down the stairs instead of going up. But in going down, you still gotta watch where you are and what you're doing. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. I want you to watch for and expect support. I want you to watch your language. I want you to stop saying, I hope this happens. I want you to take out certain words which would indicate you're lucky or not lucky. I want you to expect good things and see them in your life more than positive thinking. You create reality through the verbalization of your intent and thoughts. Cryon 101, 24 years ago. We told you that. And now, you're going to put it to use. I want you to look at your language. Look how you present things to your associates, your children. And never hope or say, with luck, this will happen. Or say, I'm not really sure what this will be or that will be. I want you to hold the energy of what will work for you, that or something better. The most benevolent outcome to a situation outside of the purview of anything you would plan may be at hand in a way that works, but isn't what you thought would work. Do you see? If you're not in allowance for that, you're going to sit there holding on to something you created or thought you would create. It is only just you in 3D. Open the box of your heart today and let things come in you didn't expect. I told my partner today to teach the unteachable, and that means not the people but the subject. It's difficult, hard to teach out of 3D, and he will begin in this meeting to do that, not to try to do that but to do it. And it will be successful if you understand it. Not if you try to understand it, but if you understand it. These are your instructions for the next hours. And so it is.